discussing the great 19th century debate over the reestablishment of the temple service between Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer and his rabbinical colleagues. We've been discussing for the last few days the various objections that were raised, various practical halachic objections that were raised to offering karbanos bezman hazeh. Yesterday we discussed the question of the Avnei HaChoshen. Another, we don't know which stones go in the Choshen. Another issue is tchelas. We know that there's been some discussion in recent years about tchelas. Tchelas is a kind of blue wool made from the dam of a chilazon. Today it's most commonly discussed with regard to tzitzis. Many people you'll see wear a version of tchelas, several versions of tchelas in their tzitzis. Most people don't. Besides being relevant for tzitzis, it's also relevant for the Big Day Kahuna. Certainly the various of the garments of the Kohen Gadol had tchelas. Again, but as we discussed yesterday, the Kohen Hediot, his begadim, his clothes are mostly white. They're simpler and they're white. You don't really need tchelas. The one question is, even for a Kohen Hediot, is the avnet. There is discussion in the Gemara, the Rambam, whether the avnet of the Kohen Hediot had tchelas or not. If it had tchelas, that would be one additional question you'd have to get past. Can we find tchelas in the 19th century? The answer was probably no. Certainly before the Rav Ziner came along with his tchelas. Now, some people say we do have it. But in any event, that's one other issue that has to be solved. If you want to have Kohanim and you want to have Big Day Kahuna, you have to solve the problem of tchelas. Another issue is the question of, do we know where exactly the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach are? We have the Kotel HaMaravi, which is generally understood to be the wall of the Har HaBayis. The Har HaBayis was a large courtyard, 500 amas by 500 amas wide. Somewhere in there was the Beis HaMikdash. Somewhere inside the Beis HaMikdash was the Mizbeach. The question is, do we have any idea where the Beis HaMikdash was? Do we have any idea where the Mizbeach was? The answer is, we have some idea, but not a very precise idea. Surprisingly, perhaps, Chazal do not tell us anywhere exactly where the Beis HaMikdash was within the Har HaBayis. There's one Maamar of Chazal that tells us it was closest to one side, farthest from another side. It tells you relatively, it wasn't quite in the middle. It was off-center, but it doesn't tell you quantitatively exactly how many amas it was from the various walls of the Har HaBayis. So at the end of the day, we don't really know exactly where the Beis HaMikdash stood. Now, there are some traditions that the Muslims have, the Dome of the Rock. There are some traditions that was Evan Shasiya, other traditions, but nobody really knows. If that was Evan Shasiya, we know where the Beis of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was, and you can figure everything out from there, but that's not universally accepted. And in general, it's probably a suffix. We don't really know exactly where the Beis HaMikdash stood. We don't know exactly where the Mizbeach stood. All we need today is the Mizbeach to bring Karbanos. You don't need the rest of the Beis HaMikdash, but we would figure these things out if we knew where the Beis HaMikdash was, but we don't know exactly, so finding the Mizbeach is a big problem. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Zvachim, famous Gemara, the Gemara says that when they came back after the time of Ezra, when they came back to rebuild the second Beis HaMikdash, so it says they had three Nevi'im came with them from the Golos. The Nevi'im told them three very important things. One of them was, Makriv enough b'she'ein bias. You can offer Karbanos without a Beis HaMikdash. As we just said, you don't actually need the Beis HaMikdash to offer Karbanos. So that's what this whole discussion is predicated upon. Makriv enough b'she'ein bias. And the other ones were that you can write the Torah and Ashuris. There were various versions of these traditions. But one of them was, they told us about the Makom HaMizbeach. They told us where the Mizbeach was. And some learn you actually need Nevuah. You have to know exactly where the Mizbeach was. You can't approximate. You can't say it's probably around here. You have to know exactly where the Mizbeach was. And today we don't have Nevuah. So without a precise notion of where the Mizbeach was, we're in trouble. This argument can actually be countered because the same Gemara in Zvachim, here on Samach Beis, the Gemara points out that even though the Makom HaMizbeach has to be precisely known, the dimensions of the Mizbeach are not precisely fixed. It has to be square. But it can be larger or smaller. Some people argue, as long as we can figure out roughly where it was within this area, if we build a very small Mizbeach, we can be pretty, assuming you can pinpoint the Mizbeach to within a few amas, and we know it was pretty large in the time of the Mikdash, it was 32 amas. If you build a small Mizbeach, you can hope to get it right somewhere within that larger area, and that might be, and that might be okay. So these are the basic problems we've discussed. I mean, these are, I think, many or most of the primary problems raised by the poskim about bringing Karbanos. Kahuna, do we have reliable Kohanim? Do we know where the Mizbeach was? Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah, which has to be Hutra B'tzibur, we have to have Karban Tzibur, either Karban Pesach, or if it wants to be a regular Karban Tzibur, we have to have Shkolim, we have to have the Big Day Kahuna, we have to know how to design them, we have to have, if you need a Kohen Gadol, You have to have the Avnei HaChoshen in order to have the Tzitz we discussed. You have to have Tcheles. You might have to have Argaman even. So there were many halakhic problems, and in general, Rav Kalischer's view did not carry the day, even though he was respected and the poskim generally took him seriously. They felt there were too many halakhic problems. But the idea that we have to remember, getting back to the Rush, the idea that we do have to remember Zichron Tzion v'Yerushalayim b'Shivron Levi v'Da'ago v'Nacha v'Dima is very important, especially this time of the year. He wrote in the Avakash Baruch Hu that we should see the Nechamas Tzion v'Yerushalayim.